This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The UNC Board of Governors oversees the 17 schools throughout the state. At the direction of the legislature, a working group of the board began a review of many centers on campuses throughout the state last summer. Yesterday, that group recommended the closure of three of those centers, the UNC Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity, East Carolina's Center for Biodiversity, and North Carolina Central University's Institute for Civic Engagement and Social Change. WUNC reporter Dave DeWitt has been following the story and joins me now. Welcome back, Dave.
Hi, Frank.
Legislature gave the initial directive to this group. What was the committee charged with doing?
With taking a look at these academic centers and institutes, of which there were about 240 spread out across all the UNC campuses, and all the UNC campuses had at least one, but they're pretty well centered on NC State and UNC Chapel Hill as sort of the major universities in the state. And they were charged with taking a look at each one of these, making sure it was, you know, adhering to good financial practices and maybe saving $15 million if they could find some cuts either to some of these centers, either eliminating them outright or making some consolidations.
All right. And this is not the final decision, but tell us what happened yesterday and where we are in the process.
Yeah. So what happened from that point is the UNC Board of Governors formed a committee to take a look at all of these centers. They started slowly whittling down their list until they got to about 16, not about, exactly 16. Then yesterday they said that three of those 16 that you just mentioned should be closed and that the other 13 should be under review over various periods of times by their campuses, chancellors, and the folks there. So those three that will be closed will be closed within the next, you would assume, next couple of months.
Why?
And then the other ones will be reviewed over the next year.
So. Okay, so what's the rationale? Why close those three?
Well, that's a good question, because the rationale that has been put forward was, at the beginning, was a cost-saving measure. But all three of these institutes and centers use a total of $6,000 of direct state funding. That's just one of them, actually. It's the NC Central Institute for Civic Engagement and Social Change gets $6,000. I'm sorry, no, the Center for Biodiversity ECU gets $6,000. The other two get no state funding at all. So the money-saving rationale that started the process doesn't seem to have been the deciding factor in which ones to close. The folks who are getting these seeing these things get closed, specifically the Center on Poverty, believes that it's political payback. Gene Nickel runs that center. He's a law school professor. He's been outspoken many times about his distaste for a lot of the policies that are being enacted by the Republican legislature and governor. He believes, and others believe, that it's political payback.
All right. Let's stick with that one then. He has been the most outspoken of the three. As you say, a lot of these centers, including the Center of on Civil Rights, Gene Nichols, the one that he directs, actually generate revenue for the universities, don't they?
Well, these centers in particular hold a lot of meetings and conferences. These three don't look like they generate a lot, but the centers in general generate about $500 million of research dollars. And these centers that they looked at cover everything, not just the three that we mentioned, but all, you know, they cover, you know, child welfare. The botanical garden at UNC was one of them, but they do diabetes, defense and homeland security, plant genomics. These centers bring in a ton of outside research dollars. And it's usually, if you look at it, it's about $1. For every $1 the state spends on these centers, they get $10 back in money from outside. These particular centers use no state dollars, or $6,000 for one of them, but they bring in a lot of volunteers. They bring in a lot of postgraduate work. Those folks spend time working on particular issues, and it seems like those particular issues and topics are what the Board of Governors didn't like.
Well, let's talk about that. UN Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity, the one that Gene Nichols directs. Tell us about that one, and what do they do?
Well, they highlight issues of poverty. There's huge issues of poverty in North Carolina. They consolidate research. They hold interdepartmental conferences to discuss and talk about how to attack some of these problems on poverty. You also mentioned the UNC Center for Civil Rights. That was talked about a lot last year. That's one of the ones that will be under review. They have brought lawsuits on behalf of North Carolinians against Pitt County Schools, for example, Halifax County Schools, because those districts, those districts have set up student enrollment issues, or, you know, they've drawn maps that have been not good for civil rights and not good for specifically African-American students.
Now,
that issue will be a big one because what the UNC Board of Governors said is they're filing lawsuits against state entities. We shouldn't be doing that. But of course, our own Governor McCrory filed a lawsuit last year against the state legislature. So that is something that happens outside of this.
All right. So what's the next step, Dave? What do we see next?
Next week, the full Board of Governors will vote on these recommendations. There's no reason to indicate that they will not follow these exact recommendations. So next week, it becomes final.
All right. We will stay tuned. Thank you very much, Dave.
My pleasure.
WUNC reporter Dave DeWitt.